sure do like this time of the morning. On a Wednesday, we get to profile incredible women doing amazing things. And today is no different. Her name is Makhosi Msimango, and she is the founder and managing director of Nzenga Tours and Safari, which is a company dedicated to authentic cultural heritage tourism experiences. Now, Makhosi is also the chairperson of the BRICS WBA Tourism Working Group and sits on the advisory board of the African Association of Women in Tourism and Hospitality. She is driven by passion for her culture and for her people. She believes success begins with putting people first, both staff as well as her clients, and her fearless approach to challenges and failures has shaped her into the powerhouse lady that she is today. Welcome, 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 Makhosi. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself, Carol. Morning to your listeners.
Yo, I'm so excited to have you in studio, especially considering the month that we're in. Heritage Month combined with Tourism Month.
Yes.
I love, love, love that. Now, I need to find out, how did you get into the world of tourism?
Okay. So I was lucky to have parents that signed up for timeshares. You know, remember back in the day?
Yes, yes, yes.
Timeshares were a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't necessarily have enough money to go on holiday, every school holiday.
Right.
My father would say, wait, wait, wait.
Right.
So that this one time we managed to go to Hlulhlwe.
Uh-huh.
And it was a phenomenal experience for myself at the age of 9.
Yes.
Game drive, I think, because of the distance.
Yes.
The game driver didn't see what he was saying. He said, if you look to your right, you can see a zebra chasing a lion.
Yeah.
Now, for me, that's when my passion struck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said to him, no, a zebra can't chase a lion.
Right.
So then I went home and I never forgot that experience.
Right.
And then I did my homework and I inquired more about what's this thing called tourism?
Mm-hmm.
My mom would say, it's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
Our parents want us to be doctors and teachers.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So it started there. But for me, where it started for the business was I attended my first read-ons. And I came across tourists that were going in the opposite directions with the maidens. And I was asking them,
this is a major event. How are you missing this?
And the fun has just begun. Where are you going? They say, no, we're not dressed appropriately. We didn't adhere to protocol. I'm like, but who brought you here? Did your guide not tell you how to dress and stuff like that? No, we saw our way here from Eswatini, you know.
Yeah.
We hitchhiked. I'm like, okay, so there aren't any tour operators
that are,
or tour guides back then.
Right.
I started in 2006. I'm giving my age away. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went back home. I did my research. I found out there aren't any female tour operators in KZN. Signed up. Became the first female tour operator. Went back. Did my homework. Posted a car at Golela border. You know, I borrowed my mom. Mom, can I borrow your car? Where are you going? Far, mom. I'm coming back. Far. So I posted my car there at the Golela border. Every tourist that came out, I said, hey, ma'am, sir, where are we off to? Would you like me to take you to the Zulu heritage site? Would you like me to take you to the palaces and stuff like that?
Right.
So that's where it began.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, doing this feature and speaking to many different people in different spaces who've been successful, it's all about identifying opportunities in those moments. And
absolutely.
You saw this opportunity to do cultural experiences as a niche tourist experience.
Yes.
Which is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love, love, love that. The name Nzenga Tours, how did we get there?
So, it's a personal reason.
Mm.
My ex-husband is into African history, historian.
Okay.
So he said, all our kids, we're going to name them after the Zulu kings and queens of Africa.
Yes.
So my daughter's... my firstborn, her name is Nzenga.
Uh-huh.
Then my secondborn is Nandi.
Right.
So in Angola, Queen Nzenga.
Oh.
But you might know her as Queen Nzinga. Because you know, when the colonizers can't pronounce our names,
they change it.
Yes, they change it. But the original name is Nzenga. Queen Nzenga. So then the second one is named after Queen Nandi. So if I carried on having more baby, I would have named the boy Kwame after the
Kwame Nkrumah.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So that's where it came from. And the meaning, the beautiful meaning behind Nzenga, it's the strength of the tree.
The strength of the tree.
Yes. Mm. So I foresaw my business surviving as long. The tree can survive up to 100 years.
Yes.
So I saw, okay, why not?
You know, strength of a tree.
We can persevere with the strength of this tree.
And you know what? You can learn so much from this tree.
Yeah.
Just the tree alone. It's a tree of life. Its roots are deep and embedded. You can cut it in half, but the roots still stand. Yeah. It's beautiful that you thought that. Yeah. We're going to find out about challenges that you've experienced, how you've overcome that. And of course, we love inspirational words. And maybe share one or two very beautiful experiences people can get when they come to you. All right? We'll go into that next.
Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12. East Coast Radio.
Now, Makosi, we've been chatting off air about, your journey in tourism. You told us so beautifully about how you saw an opportunity and you grabbed it with both hands, even though it meant taking mommy's car and rushing off to Pongola and then coming back again. Mm. And here you are from 2006 all the way till now. You've been running this incredible business that offers wonderful opportunities for cultural experiences. Now, for somebody who's never heard of Nzenga Tours and Safaris, can you unpack maybe one big cultural experience that exclusively you offer?
Okay, that will be the visit to the royal palaces in Nongoma.
Okay.
As I mentioned, that under the reign of the previous king, King Goodzwelithini, we attained those exclusive rights to take our guests into the palaces, encounter the royal household, rub shoulders with them. We work closely with that royal household, because at the end of the day, they are the custodians of our culture.
Right.
So who best to tell the story than them?
Yes. You know?
And they've become such great ambassadors when it comes to cultural tourism.
Oh.
So that's the...
That's amazing. Yeah. So only you can take people to the royal palace any time of the year.
Look, I mean, you can take people, but what we...
Offer,
which is niche, is gaining that access to encounter with them, to
the actual family.
The actual family.
Do you get to see the king?
On occasion.
Whoa!
Previously, people used to see him more often.
Yes.
But with the new king, it's not that often you get to encounter him.
Right.
For obvious reasons that he's quite busy. Because look at the position his country in. He's setting up.
Yes.
A new kingdomship.
Right.
Carrying on from the previous one.
Right.
So at the moment, he's overwhelmed. Of course, when you do encounter him, he'll give you that 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Great king he is. But on a longer stay, that would have to be scheduled.
I see.
That would have to be prearranged.
Right.
And so on and forth. Working closely with the royal household.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're passionate about township and rural empowerment of women in these areas. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. You know, when I started, I used to call myself the voice of rural for women in tourism, rural women in tourism. Back in the day, they were like, what's that? You know, I saw them as being systematically excluded by the then government and in a way by the now government, where they're just used as items for entertainment. You know, umama makasivunulile, when she's dressed in the traditional attire, it's nice for people to run up and take pictures, and you know, that's it. And those crafters, at times they become exploited when they've, you know, when they're now selling their craft work and they have to negotiate at a rate, you know, when
I
you look,
you.
It took her how many months, how many, you know, to make this thing only to sell it off for 50 rand, you know, then someone will take it and sell it off for 1.5 somewhere else.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now, that obviously forms part of the challenges that you've taken on. What advice, though, do you have for people chasing their dreams? You literally got in a car, your mom's car, and was like, I'm going to start my own business. And you ventured out and you never looked back since 2006.
So we all wake up with these wonderful inspirational quotes and motivational speeches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I will simplify it by wake up with the I am.
Mm-hmm.
Dot, dot, dot.
You I love know. That. The affirmation.
Yes, because that will invoke accountability of who you are you know, it will give you back the power of who you are, you know, when you say, I am. You know, you're not waiting for someone to say, do you know that you can do that? But if you wake up with the I am, give yourself, when you're starting off, five I ams, when you go back to bed, end off with five I ams, you know, because the I ams for today are not the same as yesterday.
Right.
So the vision, you know, is ongoing, and you're working on improving yourself and becoming the better person that you want to be that with the I ams.
Love it. I am 5 in the morning, 5 in the evening. Start and end your day with, affirming yourself with good things.
Yes.
Because we're very quick to say, I am ugly, I am stupid, I am fat, I am this. But we'll never give ourselves positive affirmations to start the day and to end the day.
Yes.
It's a good ritual to have. It's a good ritual to have. Now, there's people listening, they're like, woo, I want to go and see what Nzenga Tours and is it Safaris offers. We want to get in touch and find out more about you guys. Where do we find you?
So we are based in Hillcrest, but on social media, we are Nzenga Tours on all the platforms, TikTok, you know, we keep up. Tourism, you have to keep up with the trends.
Yes.
So you can get us on that. And our WhatsApp number is 071-973-2902.
All right. Nzenga Tours. That's N-D-Z-E-N-G-A. And we learned it's got to do with a tree.
Yes,
it's got to do with a tree. And also the queen in Angola.
Angola,
We learn something new every day. Well, thank you so much, Makosi, for joining us in studio. It's been a beautiful conversation. And I love your passion for the culture and for the heritage that is of KZN.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All the best. All the best. There we go. Makosi Msimango there with us, talking to us about her business, Nzenga Offerings, Nzenga Tours, as well as Safaris. And of course, as I mentioned, she's also the chairperson of the BRICS WBA Tourism Working Group and sits on the advisory board of the African Association of Women in Tourism and Hospitality.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.